Hello, you guys, and welcome back. I'm McKenna, your host, and I am content creator over on TikTok at McKenna H. Ashcroft. You may know me from over there. That's kind of like where I post a lot about my life. So if you're new to this podcast, I am a mommy and lifestyle creator on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram, all at McKenna H. Ashcroft. And I have been doing this for about a year and a half full time, and maybe a year full time, I guess you could say, maybe a year and a half. And I love it. I feel very lucky, but I started this podcast because I just wanted to be able to connect more with people and get more of my thoughts out, because I post a lot of short form content, but I'm not able to explain myself a lot, get a lot of my thoughts out, and just go over more fun topics like today. Today we're going to talk about how to upgrade your life in silence. And I feel like I can talk about this topic because I feel like over the last few years, I have really upgraded my life in somewhat silence. I don't know. I mean, obviously I post on social media a ton, but before that, I feel like there was like a lot going on behind the scenes before I met Joey and all of that. My cat is sitting next to me, and so when he hears a noise, it kind of freaks me out a little bit. So he just heard a noise. Hopefully there's nobody in this house with me. I think I'm here by myself. But Joey is at his brother's house. They're having dinner there. I had a photo shoot tonight and I got back a little bit early, so he's actually on his way home right now. They'll be back in like maybe 30 minutes, but I'm like, you know what? That's enough time to squeeze in another episode. So here we are. No huge life updates. We're still living in the in-laws, waiting for our house to be completed. It's done in, I want to say like 12 days. I think our house is done, but we won't move for another month. So we've still got a little bit before we move out of Colorado, but yeah, we're very excited and I'm anxious to move. I feel like Joey doesn't really care where he lives. He could live anywhere. But today's topic is about upgrading your life in silence. And you know, when we're working hard at things, we don't necessarily have to have the world know. We can work hard in silence in the background and really level up. So here are some tips, some clear tips that I have for how to level up your life in silence. And you know what? If you just disappear for a few months and then come back, rebrand yourself. I like actually have been debating on just rebranding everything about my life, because I feel like I've changed so much since I started social media. When I started social media, I was not a mom. I was doing fitness full time. That was my whole entire identity. And now I'm a mom full time. I still do photography. I still do fitness, but it isn't my full time job. So if I were to disappear and level up, this is what I would do. Obviously, I haven't disappeared. I'm here, but this is kind of what I'm doing in the meantime. And yeah, if you want to disappear for a few months and rebrand everything, here's what I got. So in a world that I feel like we're constantly sharing everything online, every highlight mostly. Obviously, social media is like a highlight reel. So everybody is sharing their highlights, and you have to kind of remember that when you're on social media. It's really easy to compare yourself. But when you're doing that, you need to set clear goals. So if you are going to level up your life, like, you need to show up as quote unquote that girl, or boy, if there's any boys listening. I feel like I'm mostly like a mommy niche, but you never know. But you need to set clear goals, define what upgrading your life means to you, what that girl or the girl that you want to be, mom that you want to be, would be, like who she is, what defines her, what her career is, what her health is, what her relationship is, her personal growth. Write down those goals and you can keep them private, but setting those goals allows you to stay focused without outside pressure, and you know what your goals are already. I actually kind of did this when I was dating. This is like a different topic, but when I was dating after my divorce, I remember I wrote down all of the things that I wanted, needed in a future spouse. And when I met Joey and I started dating Joey, Joey had every single one of those, every single one of those things. So this does not have to do with dating, but you can still kind of apply the same concept to your life. So set those clear goals, what you want to do. I don't like to call it manifesting, but if you do, you can call it manifesting, kind of what your life would look like and what those goals are. Then you need to develop a routine to stick to those. I love having a morning routine. We've talked about morning routines, I feel like, a ton on all of my social media platforms, because I feel like my life started to change when I set a morning routine that I did every single day. And I will say, since having Millie, since having my newborn, she's about 2 months, I lost that morning routine, and we are still in a struggle, in a fight to get that back. But having like a morning routine or some kind of routine in your day that grounds you is very, very good. And a lot of successful people have routines. So start your day with intention. If you're setting a morning routine, you can incorporate activities like journaling, reading, exercising. Some like to meditate, have a moment of quiet, whatever it may be. Set goals for the day, plan your day. A consistent morning routine is going to set a positive tone for the rest of the day and help you stay grounded throughout the day. And then focus on your health. Like, I feel like when people think of leveling up, this is probably the biggest thing, is focusing on your health. A lot of people go straight to focusing on your health. Obviously there's physical health, but there's also mental health. Eating nutritious food, staying hydrated, exercising regularly, prioritizing and keeping, you know, your priorities at the front of your mind. You could practice mindfulness, yoga to reduce stress. We know the drill. Everybody knows what they need to do in order to maintain their physical and mental well-being. Even just getting out and going on a walk, getting in some sunshine, moving your body. It doesn't have to be super aggressive and over the top. Educate yourself. So this is what I am doing. I have no reason that I need a degree right now. I mean, other than I think having a degree is very important, but it's not going to change my job. It's not going to change my life. Like, nothing really is going to be different, but I am in the process of finishing up my degree. I actually just finished one of my last classes, so I will be graduating soon with a bachelor's, which is something that my parents don't have. My grandparents don't have. Nobody really in my family has, except for one person that I can think of. And my brother will be getting his bachelor's here shortly, but I am going to be one of the first in my family to get their degree. So you can educate yourself. It doesn't have to be like traditional school. It can be like online, like Udemy, or YouTube has tons of resources for things. Just constantly educating yourself, reading books, taking online courses, learning new skills, aligning with your goals. Knowledge completely empowers you and it just allows you to get more out of life. So continue to educate yourself, and it's going to open up new opportunities and just lead to overall success. And also just feeling accomplished feels really good, especially when you finish something like a course or school or anything like that. It's really great. If you want to become a yoga instructor, if you want, like, you can learn anything, like whatever you are interested in. Reading books on it is great too. If you want to level up, decluttering your space is going to declutter your mind. So a tidy environment is going to significantly impact your mental state and your mental clarity. So organizing your living space and getting rid of unnecessary items and creating like a peaceful atmosphere is going to promote productivity and is also going to help you relax. Joey calls me a hoarder. I really don't think that I'm like actually that bad of a hoarder, but I don't get rid of things. Like, I don't know where that stems from, but like when I was younger, I didn't have a lot of money. And so when I saved up and bought something, it was a lot more valuable to me than it actually was. And so I never got rid of anything. And when we recently moved into my in-laws' house, we got rid of so much stuff. Joey, he hasn't read the book, the decluttering book, or what is that book called that I'm trying? You guys know what I'm talking about. Oh my goodness, why am I spacing the name? The famous book of getting rid of and being a minimalist. We all know what I'm talking about, I hope so. Anyways, he hasn't read that book, but he kind of took the same approach. He was like, if it's not making you happy, get rid of it. If you don't use it, if you haven't used it in a few months, get rid of it, unless it's like, we pretty much got rid of all of our decorations for holidays too, but he's like, just get rid of everything. So we got rid of a ton of stuff. We sold a ton of stuff. We still have a ton of stuff that we need to get rid of, but it felt really good just getting rid of and purging of a bunch of stuff. And when we move into our new house, I'm hoping that everything has a place. And if it doesn't, it's got to go. So this is your sign. This is your sign to declutter your space, because it can change your life. Whenever I just like pick up at night, our house is a mess right now, but it's because I'm making recording this podcast and a priority, but I will be cleaning my house tonight. And when I wake up in the morning, my day goes so much better when I wake up with a clean house. I will say that. Okay. And then nurture your relationships. So we all know who our like good friends are, our true friends are, your spouse, your significant other, your parents, your family, your siblings. Nurturing those relationships and creating meaningful connections is with people who support you and inspire you and listen to you is really, really beneficial in our lives and is going to give you somebody to lean on. Invest your time in nurturing those relationships. So that is another way that you can level up your life. Just having really meaningful relationships, it just makes you feel fulfilled and makes you feel happier. Practice gratitude. We have heard this a billion, million, gazillion times. In the morning, that's a great place that you could add into your morning routine is practicing gratitude. You could have a gratitude journal. I like to write in the 5-minute journal, or I have a Notion template where I will journal daily and write things that I'm grateful for. And usually it always involves the three of the same things, which is Joey, Millie, Leela. I should say more than three things because that right there is three things. But and then also my job and a roof over our head. And the list goes on and on. I always add a few extra ones throughout the day of different things. But those things I'm grateful for every single day. And I will never take for granted. But practicing gratitude is going to help you feel thankful throughout the day, but also shift your mindset to instead of what you're lacking, like what you have. And you're going to have more of an abundance mindset and foster a positive mindset. So I highly recommend if you are not practicing daily gratitude, you should start doing that. Even if it's like a little sticky note on your mirror, write things that I'm like, just write gratitude. And that'll remind you when you're getting ready in the morning, you can think of a few things that you're thankful for. Or like when you're working out and it gets to the point where it's really tough and you want to stop, come up with like a list of 5 things, 10 things that you're grateful for before you stop to like keep pushing you. Sometimes I do that. Those are all things that sometimes I'll do. Financial discipline. Let's talk about this. Creating a budget. I am not the best at a budget, but Joey and I each budget each month. We have like a set amount that we can spend on whatever we want, no judgment. And we save regularly. So, and we make investments and stuff like that. He does a lot of the investing. I don't do as much, but having like financial discipline is something that is so good, and that's going to help you level up your life because you're going to be able to save more. You're going to have financial stability. And honestly, for me, before I met Joey, finances and money was the biggest source of stress for me. I will say that. I had just bought a house and money was very tight because I put everything down on that house, and finances was a huge stressor. And once I was able to save back up a little bit in my savings and kind of have that locked away to where I wasn't stressed about if I lost my job, I could take care of myself for several months. That took away a huge chunk of my stress. So financial discipline, if you don't save right now, start saving. If you can, start saving a little bit more each month, invest a little bit more, or cut out unnecessary things. I'm speaking to myself at this one too, because there's a lot of things that I buy that are unnecessary. The next thing to level up your life is the dreaded thing that nobody wants to admit they do too much of, but it's social media. Limit your social media, spend less time on social media and scrolling and comparing, and more time off and, you know, practicing gratitude, nurturing relationships, keeping track of your finances. There's so many other things that we could be doing instead of spending time on social media. Social media is like, I feel like for me, it's like, I don't watch TV really anymore. I spend time on social media, but it's really easy to be scrolling and then all of a sudden half hour's gone by, an hour's gone by. I get in bed and I'm like, okay, just 10 minutes, and then an hour's gone by and now I'm going to bed way later than I planned. So limit your social media. You could do that in lots of ways. If you have a lot of discipline, just get off of it after. But social media is designed to keep you on there as long as possible. As long as possible. And when I am on social media too much, it just like kind of ruins my day. I just feel blah for the rest of the day. And when I'm off social media and nurturing relationships on FaceTime with my family that I don't get to see as much, or practicing gratitude, or checking things off my to-do list, or even just spending time outside sitting in a lawn chair. I feel so much better about my day when I'm doing those things. So I encourage you to limit your social media, or just take an audit of how much time you're spending and just notice, you know? Embrace minimalism. So you can adopt a minimalist lifestyle by simplifying your possessions, like we talked about, decluttering. Commitments is a big one. You can simplify your commitments and your thoughts. Sometimes I commit to way too much, and like now, I feel like at this time I'm committing to a lot before we move, in terms of like shooting photo shoots for people and stuff like that. Be very aware of where you give your time and what serves you. And, you know, I mean, in a sense, it's good to give your time to people, but you also have to be careful about who you give your time to. So be aware of that. And another thing that I want to talk about is staying consistent. So when nobody is watching, nobody is validating you, sometimes it can be hard to feel like you're accomplishing things, or like, you know, you're as committed maybe. Like a lot of times when I don't have somebody as a accountability buddy, I don't hold myself accountable. So stay consistent, small daily efforts accumulate over time, leading to those huge life changes. Basically your futures and your daily do. So create that process, stay consistent with your morning routines, with your daily gratitude, with your financial discipline, your limited social media, all of the things that we've talked about. Stay consistent with that and you're going to see improvement. It's going to be slow and it's going to be steady. And then lastly, let's talk about how we can keep ourselves in check. So if you can keep like a little journal, or just like a daily checklist of all the things you'd like to do, or goals that you have, just reflect on those regularly and take time to check in and evaluate where you are with those goals and what you can do to realign if you've gotten off of the path that you wanted to be on for your goal. Hopefully that makes sense. So address what's working and address what needs adjustments, and reflect. When you reflect on those things, it helps you stay aligned with the goals that you had originally set. And sometimes our goals change, which is okay. So you can change your goals and redirect your goals if they need to be redirected. Upgrading your life in silence is totally a personal journey and a personal growth and empowerment journey. And by focusing on internal transformation and just like staying private, you can create a life that reflects who you truly want to be and who your true self is, free from external approval and what people think you should be doing, or from external judgment. Because, I mean, we live in a world where everybody likes to give their opinions on what you're doing and what is wrong with what you're doing. So you can start today and let your actions quietly shape a brighter and more fulfilling future for you going forward. So hopefully some of this inspired you. If it did, you can leave a review. A 5-star review helps us out a ton. You can find us on all social media platforms, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at McKenna H. Ashcroft. That's like our lifestyle channels. In My 30s. So at In My 30s podcast on Instagram. You can find us there. But I will see you guys in the next one. Bye. Oh.